check this.
Shannon's Dirty on the 30.
All right, Shannon, a lot of stuff trending today. Man, it's been a busy week, hasn't it?
I know, it
really
has.
Kanye and Kim's divorce earlier this week. Now this Tiger Woods
accident. I mean, everybody's still talking about the Tiger Woods crash, and we're still getting details. So the crash did happen in L.A. in the early morning hours yesterday, around 10 after 7. His car hit a curb, hit some trees, rolled over several times before coming to rest on its side. And if you've seen any photos or videos from the accident scene, I mean, it was really, really bad. And while you may have heard that the jaws of life were used to get Tiger out of the vehicle, sheriff's deputies say that really was not the case.
The jaws of life are used as part of a package to extricate people that are trapped in vehicles. But it was later determined and brought to the attention that the jaws of life were not used to extricate Tiger Woods. We used a Halligan tool, which is a tool used for prying, and we also used an axe to pry him from the vehicle. He was taken from the vehicle with a collar and backboard for spinal precautions. He was had the proper splints because of the nature of the incident being a solar vehicle rollover and the fact that it required an extrication that met trauma center criteria. The nearest trauma center to the area is Harbor UCLA Hospital, where he was transported in serious but stable condition.
Suffered some pretty major injuries, including a shattered ankle, two big leg fractures. He was in surgery, I know, for several hours yesterday. Authorities say at this point there is no evidence that Tiger was impaired at the time. He is awake, alert, and recovering. This is Alex Villanueva of the LA County Sheriff's Office.
At 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff's Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods. Deputies, at the time, they did not see any evidence of impairment.
And of course, I'll continue to fill you in as I get more info about this. Billie Eilish was on with Stephen Colbert last night talking about how she's just like us. 2020 majorly sucked for her, too.
You know, I just think about the people that at the beginning of 2020 were having a big moment, and like things were happening and things were coming, and then that's like, that makes me so sad. So yeah. I feel for them, but you know, it's been hard for everybody. It's been so weird.
She said because of COVID, the album she wrote is just very, very different.
I made an album and I just don't think I would have made the same album or even the album at all if it weren't for COVID. So, you know, and that doesn't mean it's like about COVID at all. It's just that when things are different in your life, you're different. It's just how it is. So I have to thank COVID for that. And that's about it.
That was the first concert I missed during the lockdown. She was supposed to be in Detroit two weeks later, yeah. So we all missed that one.
Well,
it still
you
been...
have her documentary to look forward to. That's set to stream via Apple TV Plus on February 26th, so 2 days from now. She did talk about how interesting, I guess, it was to have cameras following her around all the time for that.
Sometimes I just was like, you gotta go. It was fun. It was fun to have a you know, people there that are literally just there to watch you live your life, because there's nothing like that. You know, there's nothing in life that is like that. It was very fun. And I kind of loved it, to be honest with you. It was a lot at times again, but it was also fun.
I was just talking with Katie how excited we both are to sit at home like nerds and watch it this weekend. But I love music documentaries, and Billie Eilish was inspired to make this after she went to see Justin Bieber's document. Remember it went in theaters?
She's a huge Bieber fan.
I can't remember the name of his music documentary, but it was the largest grossing music documentary of all time when Bieber released that in the movie theaters. And she saw it as a Bieber fan and was like, okay, this made her feel comfortable about letting the cameras follow her around.
Never say never.
Yeah, I remember taking my girls to see it in the theater.
Cardi B says it is insulting to be paid less than her white colleagues in the music and fashion industry. Speaking to Mariah Carey for Interview Magazine's March issue, that's where you can read this full interview, but she said she's been involved in endorsement deals, and then she found out that certain white people got more money for their deals from the same category. And she said, look, she does her research. She knows how much money she made from certain companies, and then she can compare it to the others. She said, quote, my fans buy my spit. So it's like, when you're not paying me what you're paying these other people, why is that? She also said black artists have the hardest time getting pulls from designers and the hardest time getting seats at their fashion shows and barely get endorsed by big fashion brands that we literally make trend. Real quick, Clive Davis has postponed his annual pre-Grammy Awards gala as he recovers from Bell's palsy. I guess he received that diagnosis about a week ago. He is being treated with antibiotics, expected to make a full recovery in 6, maybe 8 weeks. So he plans to host his big famous party in May instead of March. And a brand new survey on driving and vehicle service finds the average driver still hits the road 4 times every week despite the pandemic and things being closed. But get this, the average person drives 7,460 miles before changing their oil. That's more than the typical recommended distance of 5,000 miles. 1 in 3 people confess to driving with a check engine or maintenance light on. In fact, the average driver will keep going for 9 days with the warning light on before taking their vehicle in for maintenance. I think it's way longer than that.
It's just speaking a suggestion,
from personal experience. Among the most common bad car habits, driving with bad tire pressure, not using the parking brake, and shifting into reverse while the car is in motion. That's a big no-no. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Shannon's Dirty on the 30. And another world-famous phone scam is next.